Live.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon today, an in-depth look at the upcoming Umpqua Fishery Enhancement Derby. Been going on for a number of years here in the Umpqua Basin, and we always cover it and let you know what's going on, some of the opportunities to get involved. And Kim Lawler and Paul Beck, the event co-chairs, both on with us. Guys, thanks for being on today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So first of all, let's go back, and maybe Paul, we'll let you kind of explain how all this got started and when it did.
Oh boy, you're making me feel old now. This is our 30th year. Well, this will be the 30th. We had to skip a year. Last year would have been our 30th, but this will be the 30th year of doing the Derby. It started way back when. Two reasons. One, the fish were in trouble, and we needed to do something to increase their numbers and increase their habitat in the Umpqua. And two, we wanted to have an event in Douglas County in the middle of winter. So the Fish Derby was born, started out real small, and we've got up to where we're having, you know, close to 800 people at the banquets when we have them.
And Kim, how did you get involved in all this?
I moved here about almost 6 years ago, and one of the former workers, Audrey Barnes, said, "Hey, I heard you like fishing." And I said, "Of course I do." And she says, "Well, we have this great event called the Fish Derby," and attended it once, worked at it, and it's, you know, probably my favorite event that goes on in Douglas County each year. It's just too much fun. It's for such a great cause that there's no reason not to be involved with it.
So, Paul, obviously this area is so well known for fishing, and I've been amazed over the years, as long as I've been here, to even hear about how far away people come from to fish here in the Umpqua Basin.
Oh, we get guides from all over Southwest Oregon that come and donate time to do this, and we get fishermen from Oregon, Washington, and California that come. It is the premier event of this type. It's a lot of fun, and as Cam said, it's a great cause. We've been very successful in raising money and using that money, leveraging it to do enhancement projects across the watershed.
And just in general, too, I mean, fishing brings in so many people. I was surprised a few years ago hearing about folks coming here from China to fish and a number of other nations as well, and hearing that at least pre-pandemic, that was more common than most people knew.
Yeah, the fishing here is pretty spectacular, and I got to brag a little bit. We've helped in that regard. The projects that we've done in the north, south, and the main, and the tributaries to all of those have really increased the fish numbers, both native and hatchery fish.
So,
and Kyle, to echo Paul's sentiments, growing up as a kid in the Northwest is all, you know, when people actually read magazines, was always read magazines about steelhead fishing and trout fishing, and the Umpqua River has always been, you know, poised as one of the premier steelhead fishing rivers, basically in the world. It's just really a special thing to have in our backyard.
So a lot of things go on with this, and a lot of money is raised, Paul. I understand generally around $100,000 a year for to leverage money for these big projects.
Yeah, it's been pretty steady between $100,000 and $200,000 for the last several years. That's net money that goes into the streams to do projects, and we never fund wholly projects. We leverage that money with other grantors and agencies to do projects. So our $100,000 might turn into $1 million worth of projects by the time it's all said and done.
Well, and then you look at the overall impact of doing that year after year after year for 30 years and think about how different things look now than if none of this had been going on or very little of it.
Yeah, you know, I always tell people it's amazing how quickly these projects, you know, whether it's boulder placement or log placement or fencing off areas to direct, you know, cattle, livestock, other places. It's amazing how quickly they work. We do a project 1 year and go back and fish are using those areas that we create almost immediately.
Cam, when now you said you came here 6 years ago. How soon did you get involved in fishing around the area?
Basically, the day I moved here, you know, I was new to the area, didn't know anybody, and with all my free time, I was just driving up 138 and exploring everything the North Umpqua had to offer. So it was real easy to, you know, get behind an event like this that helps promote the habitat and the environment for the North Umpqua and South Umpqua and Maine.
Now, it takes a lot of people to pull this off every year. Paul, give us an idea of just what work happens behind the scenes.
Oh, gosh. For some of us, the Derby is a year-round project, whether it's the projects that we're funding or the items that we put together for the auction. I like to cook, so I do dinners and offer up gourmet dinners with wine pairings and that sort of thing. And those things are going on year round. So it's a real flurry of activity. The end of January, the beginning of February, when we actually have the Derby and the events, but there's a lot of preparation and there's continuing work year round.
So talk about,
we have a large volunteer base, which is fantastic.
Talk about all the different groups that are involved in this.
Well, Douglas Timber Operators is kind of organizing the volunteers, and we use that term volunteer really, really loosely. Cam says that I volunteer him to do things, and I think that's probably pretty true. We don't take no for an answer. There's about 25 of us diehard folks that are working on it all the time. But Umpqua Fishermen Association, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, just a number of people that just roll up their sleeves and go to work on it.
So, Cam, talk about this year and how things look.
Well, it's a little tough with, COVID, as you know, but I'm staring at the river right now. It looks amazing. The guides have said that the fishing has been great the last month. So we're still going to have the Derby, and we're still going to plan on fishing. It's just we're going to have to postpone the banquet due to COVID concerns. And you know, we feel bad saying that, but it kind of seems like that's the new norm, is restrictions around large gatherings. But like I said, we're still going to fish. We're still going to have the Derby. We're going to have the crab feed, which is outdoors, so the guides and all the fishermen can get together. So given the circumstances, I think things are looking great.
So
yeah, it's four days of events, and you know the first day is student day, where the high school kids would go up to the Rock Creek facility and learn about the life cycle of fish and how the hatchery works and stuff. Well, we lost the hatchery a year ago. And our classroom that we built is still there, but we're going to take that outside, and we're going to learn a little bit about forestry and the restoration work that's been going on after the fires. The next day is Kids Day, where we take a bunch of fifth graders out to Cooper Creek and pair them up with professional guides and let them fish. And these kids run a hatchery at the school, which is really an amazing, amazing project. And they learn so much, and they give so much to the community. I mean, they're putting fish in the river every year. So it's fun to take them out and let them fish. And then, of course, we have the 2 days of fishing for the contestants. But as Cam said, we're not going to be able to do the banquet this year, which is our main fundraising. We'll postpone that, hopefully maybe in May when things start to get sane again. But it just didn't seem prudent to get that many people together inside and do a banquet this year. So we're gonna hold off and hopefully maybe in May.
All right, more when we come back. The interview, a podcast at 541radio.com. Umpqua Fishery Enhancement Derby on Inside Douglas County. That's the topic today. Back in a couple minutes on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson at 1. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. Tomorrow, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Yenenhofer will be on Inside Douglas County. Kim Lawler and Paul Beck with us this afternoon talking about the Umpqua Fishery Enhancement Derby coming up next month. Not that far off, a little different this year with the banquet being backed up. So, guys, I want to ask let's focus right now for a moment on the actual 2 days of fishing out there and how all that works and how you get it put together.
A lot of volunteer time.
I think we have 42 teams this year, and a team is a boat. Two fishermen per boat, and as we said, we pair them up with a professional guide, and they fish the north, south, or main stem of the Umpqua. And the way it works is we want to spread them out, and if they fish the north one day, then they have to fish the south or the main stem the next day, but they can substitute. You know, but they need to move around on the rivers and not get all bunched up. So 2 days of fishing and catch and release. And it's amazing how many fish they've been catching these last couple of years.
I'm curious because I don't fish and really honestly never have since I was a kid. How different is the fishing in each of these three areas from each other?
Each river fishes a little differently, and I think every fisherman and every guide will tell you the same. But what's really cool is the local guides who are involved in this. You know, they're out there, boots on the ground, per se, you know, rowing boats every day, and they know these rivers inside and out. And it's pretty cool to see their expertise and how well they read the river and the weather and say, okay, one day we're going to fish the South Umpqua, and we're going to go from Stanton to Riddle, or, you know, the North Umpqua's fishing better. These guys just, they really know the river well, and they seem to know where the fish are holding. And that's what's so cool about this event is, you know, these guys giving up their time and exposing such a great, unique opportunity to a lot of people.
Now, here's a question that comes from a non-fishing person. I've always wanted to ask somebody this. Explain, why do catch and release? What is it about that, because there's a part of me that says, if you're going to release the fish, why did you go catch it in the first place?
It's the fun of catching it. And once you've caught it and released it and given the opportunity for somebody else to catch it, especially if it's a wild fish, turn it back to the river and let it spawn. And a few years later, more fish will come back upstream. It's just a good sporting way to do it.
Yeah, Kyle, I'll echo that. There's a saying that the tug is the drug. You know, when you get bit and you get a 10-pound steelhead, it's a pretty exhilarating feeling. And, yeah, you don't have fish unless you put fish back. So it's fun to fight them, and it's fun to see them swim off and know that they're going to take more.
And talk about the student day when you get kids out there. How many of these kids is this a brand-new experience for?
It's the Eastwood fifth graders, and like I said, they run a fish hatchery program right there on the school property that they drop fish into Deer Creek when they're ready. But we get them out there, and we bring fish in from one of the hatcheries and plant them at Cooper Creek, and they're all lined up on the docks and watching those fish go into the reservoir and getting pretty darn excited. And like I said, the one I always remember is the kid that says, "I'm not getting in that boat. I'm not getting in that boat." And as soon as he saw those big fish going in, he was the first one in the boat. He wanted to go catch fish, and he did. So, really a lot of fun. It's probably my favorite part of the whole derby is watching those kids get excited about fishing.
And let's talk about what you're going to do with the hatchery area. I know that's a whole separate conversation to get decided by other folks, but talk about the impact of losing all that.
Well, if I have a say, we will rebuild Rock Creek. It's a historic facility. It's been there my lifetime, my father's lifetime, and it's an important part of what we do and what we have here in Douglas County. I would hate to see us lose that. It'll be a challenge to rebuild it. There's some issues up there, but I think it's really important that we roll up our sleeves and do that.
Cam, do you have some thoughts on that?
I just echo what Paul's saying. I think it's a really important piece of our community. I think it's important for our river, for the sport. And everybody knows the fires are quite the tragedy. And, you know, we need to rally behind the cause and make sure it gets rebuilt.
So when you're funding these different projects for watershed enhancement work, fish rearing projects, other projects as well, what kind of groups are bringing these projects to you and asking for some help?
Oh, Partnership for the Umpquas, which is our local watershed board. They're a huge driving force in creating these projects and designing them, and Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife also comes up with some really good projects. Most of the projects that we fund, we prioritize native fish habitat. We just talked about the hatchery and how important that is, but the priority of the Derby has always been the native fish. That, you know, and private individuals will come up with a good project sometimes, but those two organizations have just, you know, year in and year out have come up with great projects. We know they're going to work. They've got the expertise and the know-how to get them done.
Well, as we wrap up the program, how can people still get involved? Where do you connect them with being part of this?
Probably the best thing to do would be to call the Douglas Timber Operators office. And I can't think of that phone number off the top of my head, but you can Google it. They're on Stewart Parkway, and they'll point you the right direction.
All right. Paul Beck, Cam Lawler talking about the Umpqua Fishery Enhancement Derby. By the way, that number, 672-0757, 672-0757 for the Douglas Timber Operators. All right, gentlemen, thanks for being on this afternoon. That wraps up the program.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, guys, and thanks to all our sponsors. Appreciate it.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.